Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Tonight, I am so excited. I have one of my girlfriends with us on tonight in the studio, and her name is Rachel Miller. She's going to be doing straight talk with you guys tonight. So please sit back, get your paper and pen, and take notes. Rachel, the floor is for you.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad that you chose to join us on this evening. I'm Rachel Miller, the author of Close Your Legs, the book. And if you haven't gotten it, it's a must-read. You must get it. Tonight, I want to talk to you a little about close your legs. Why? Because many still need to do just that, close his or her legs. And I am going to speak a little bit on the subject. Then you can press 1 and ask a question or express your opinion or comments. Okay, so don't forget, if you want to ask a question, you have to press 1. All right, let's get started. Close your legs. That's a real good one. Why? Because it's so hard for us in our culture staying from sex. Now, that's crazy. But too many of us, men and women, feel as if we are not screwing, then we are missing out on life. I mean, we really feel like we're missing out on something. Even though there are so many diseases, so many things that can just get you so caught up out here. But we throw caution to the wind. We say, forget it. You know, it's all about, I got this desire, and I've got to feed it. Well, I tell you one thing. For those of us who are still jumping in and out of relationships like changing your drawers, I think you need to rethink that, really. Because let me tell you something. You jump in and out of these relationships only to come up feeling what? Miserable, you're lonely, you're disappointed, or you feel used up. And guess what? That really usually is what's going on. You are really, really being used up. So guess what? What's the point, people? What is the point? To be seen with someone? Or you just need to fill a void? Because guess what? If you just need to fill the void, you are temporarily filling the void. You are not being healed or delivered from this stuff. You're just placating it, putting a Band-Aid on something. Well, guess what? I find that closing our legs seems to be one of the last things most want to let go of once they get saved. Now, isn't that a mess? You would think, okay, I'm saved now. I got to shut this thing down. I'm not married. I can't keep running around here screwing. I can't do what I want to do with my body. But believe it or not, that is being ignored as well. I find out folks will give up cigarettes, they will give up drugs, they will give up alcohol, profanity, but still keep screwing. I know, honey, because I used to do it. Right there in the church, I mean, I'm saved, and I said, Lord, I know you love me, and I'm trying to live this life right. But I was shacking, still doing what I was doing, having sex out of wedlock, and wanting God to bless it. Now, tell me, you know that's crazy. You want God to bless your men. He's not going to do it. And he didn't believe that. Listen, there's a few scriptures I want to give you. And it's out of 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. And I'll be reading it out of the NIV. It is God's will that you be sanctified, that you avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. Now, these scriptures plainly tell us, shut it down, control your own body. That means control your mind, your spirit, your vagina, and your penis. Don't be sitting around here thinking you can do whatever you want to do, sliding in and out of God's house, putting on fake praise, and acting like you got it on going on when you really don't. It's time to be truthful and be held accountable. Now listen, closing your leg, it's not easy. Trust me, I know, especially when you are used to them being wide open. But guess what? You can do it. You can do it. I know because I'm speaking from experience. I finally am there. Learning to set yourself aside for Christ, that's going to take more than just you. I know it took more than me. I tried several times, and it was just not until I realized I can't do this on my own. Now, listen, you're going to need the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you and keep you. And you're going to really, really need this. Why? Because when your body begins to crave intimacy or sex, and it will, trust me on that one, it will, the only thing that will be, that you will be able to keep, is sure it's not going to be yourself. You're going to pray you're going to keep your sanity. Because those night demons will come to you, and I tell you, they will give you all kind of perverted visions. I mean, getting your sleep and your dream pattern and make you think you're having sex right there in your sleep, and it'll feel so real. But the Holy Spirit will help you. That's the time when you've got to cry out. You've got to cry out for this help. You've got to, you know, fall on your knees and say, look, I need some help because I can't do this by myself. Therefore, let me tell you, it's time to stop with all these booty calls. Talking about you need to be tightened up. Ain't that a hot mess? If you wasn't letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry bang it loose, then it wouldn't be needing tighten up. In fact, guess what? If you would, it would be tight if you were the same. Oh, yeah. It would be tight if you were the same. And you men thinking you need a release or you will explode, well, ain't that a hot mess? Guess what? You would be the first. Because I have not seen not one single time a man on the news that exploded because he didn't get a release. Really? Because you know plenty are not releasing. Oh, and women, stop sticking objects in your vagina. You got to stop sticking stuff up in there thinking you're celibate too. But you know what? You're servicing yourself, so you're not celibate. Newsflash, you're not. So stop telling people that lie and stop telling yourself that lie. Because if you're sticking stuff in you, you are not celibate. And it doesn't matter if it's a vibrator, a cucumber, a banana, or a sausage, or your fingers, honey. You need to stop. And if something's going in and out of your vagina all the time, say it with me. You are not celibate. I am not celibate. I need you to get this. It's time to close your leg. Shut it down. That means, I mean, step away from all of it. The vibrator, the men, your fingers, the porn. You've got to step away from these things and draw you in and make you want to, you know, service yourself or feel a desire. That's the trick of the enemy. Fellas, you got to stop looking at porn, too, and getting aroused, stroking yourself. Stop touching your penis. Leave it alone. You will never be able to close your legs doing this foolishness. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help somebody. We have got to be real. We're grown. You know we couldn't wait to get grown. We'll tell somebody, oh, honey, I'm grown now. You either grown and sexy or grown and lonely. Whatever it is, you grown. So be accountable for your own actions in your own body. Shut it down until the appointed time. There will be a time that you will be able to have sex, but it's just not right now if you are single, point blank. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Therefore, if you was bought with a price, guess what? Your body don't belong to you. So stop thinking you can do any and everything with your body. Now, this is what I find as people. We want to do any and everything with our bodies. We want to have sex with whomever we want to. We want the one-night stands, the long-term relationships, the short-term relationship, but we don't want to get married. We so grown, but we can't do what the legal thing is to do, the way the laws were set up by God, that he says a man would take a wife. We don't want to do none of that, but we want to do everything that a husband and wife is legally bound to do. Now, something is wrong with that picture. I'm telling you, something is wrong with it. It is time for us to get this thing together. Close your legs. I mean, and you know, you dread it at first because you think, close my legs? Are you serious? You really think this is the worst thing ever? I know I did. I really did. Sex was great to me. I mean, whoa. I thought, boy, God, I wanted to give him a pat on the back. I was like, you know what you're doing. That sex thing is good. But it is good, people. He knew what he was doing, but he did not give it to us for us to do it out of season. You know, you can have sex, but don't do it out of season. Sleeping with everybody, then by the time you get married, you got a repertoire of men or women. You know? Say something for the person that you say you love and you want to spend the rest of your life with. Honor God with your body and show him that, you know, you gave me this body and I'm going to treat it right. And I have to throw this out here. Just because you good-looking man or you good-looking woman don't mean you have to be a hoe. That's the problem. Some of us are so good-looking. Everybody's saying things to us, giving us compliments and, oh, giving us these looks and turns. And guess what? It blows our heads up. And guess what? We lose our minds. So I say really back in. I have decided I'm going to be good looking. Yeah, you heard me. I said I'm going to be good looking and I'm going to be celibate until my husband comes. Every man that looks or shout at me or say something to me, I don't have to respond. I can smile and keep walking. This is simple. Keep it in the head and you won't make it to the bed. When you start pulling that stuff out of your head and thinking about it and then trying to work up a plan, oh, you good at screwed. You going to get screwed. It's just that simple because you want it. You want it bad enough. I mean, God is calling for us to be pure. We have to serve him in purity, and we have got to close our legs, stop letting everything in and up out of our spirits. You've got to stop letting your seed just spilling it everywhere, going in and to this one and to that one. I mean, you have to be careful. And then what happens? You put your seed out there, you wind up getting these people pregnant, and you definitely don't want their children. So think, let's be accountable adults. Let's be grown about what we're doing. My grandmother always told me, she said, Rachel, don't do nothing that you're going to be ashamed of. So when I was out there, I was big and bad to do it, big and bad enough to do it, and I was big and bad enough to brag about it and say, yeah, I did it. That's what I wanted to do. Well, I came into the kingdom with that same attitude. I'm going to live on purpose. I'm going to close my legs on purpose because God has told me this. He showed me the plan for my life, and I'm going to get with his plan. And those little plans I had, honey, they got to take a back seat. Because I can't do nothing without him anyway. So we just have to get with that. Now I want to open up the floor if you guys have any questions or want to make a comment or have a concern or if you're struggling with trying to be celibate, trying to close your legs, if you're struggling with this thing or struggling with masturbation or just whatever it is, won't you join us on this evening and press 1 and ask your question. Okay, I know you guys are not shy tonight, are you? Okay. Well, like I was saying, I'll just go on, and if anybody have any questions, we can get to it whenever you guys do it. But anyway, as I was trying to say earlier about our bodies, that it is so important that we do not let people come in our space, our body, and filter their spirits into our spirits. I'm telling you, it's not good. I see we have a caller that wanted to had a question. If you dare, caller, can you press 1 again so that I can get your question? Can you hear me, caller? Hello? Hello, who am I
with? Hello? Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hi. My name is Cheryl, and I'm calling in from Lithia Springs. And I wanted to thank you for reaching out to those of us in the community who are single. And I especially like the part where you gave us scriptures to help us be strong in the area of waiting for God to send us our husband.
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. And I appreciate you tuning in. From Lithia Springs, and are you celibate now?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
and
awesome.
I'm waiting for God to
right.
send my husband. And I tell you what, it is not an easy journey.
No, it's not, Cheryl.
I'm like, wow. And the thing about it, I was thinking about going out with someone on Saturday, and it just so happens that my pastor, we started a new ministry in Buckhead, and he said, I don't know who it is, but somebody in here, God is telling me to tell you, please don't mess up with that one.
Don't
just
do
wait.
See, that
I
is awesome.
Nothing, yeah, I could do nothing but laugh because I knew it was me. And so, I mean, I had, yeah, and it is very difficult because, again, one of the things is when you're out and about, it seems like when you're single, you see everybody coupled up everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
every corner
yes.
you turn. It's like, okay, God, I'm waiting. But then you're like,
yes.
okay, well, I know if I get with this guy. So that 1 Thessalonians 3, 4, and 5, I believe that was the scripture that you used.
Yes. Yes.
Spoke right into my spirit, and I appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Well, I say to you, stay in this race, and please, whatever you do, wait on God. And whenever a man comes that hits your spirit and you think that he may be the one, make sure you take him into prayer before you even go out on a date with him. Because I'm telling you, we're in a critical hour, and Satan is sitting back and he's setting up traps for us, especially those that are denying their bodies. And he's setting up traps to get us off track and distracted with that very thing that he knows we want. You know, once you celibate, you know why you decided, okay, yes, God, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be celibate because I want a husband. I didn't just say, okay.
Amen, exactly.
I'm going to be celibate because God said close my legs, and I'm just going to close my legs, and if he don't never send me nobody, I'm like, no, I am praying, Father. I'm reminding him, too. You told me that when I shut it down and you was going to teach me what love was because I was 40 and didn't even know what love was. I thought I knew. You know, when we grown, we think we know stuff just because, you know, we can have children and we can get a man or get a woman. We think we're grown. And I thought I really truly knew what love was, but I really did not know what love was. And actually, when I look back, I realized that all the times that anything real came my way, I didn't recognize it. I would run that one away. And all the jokers with their games and all that hideous ridiculous, wasting my time, and those was the ones that I drew to because that was the mess I knew that was with love in my mind. You see what I'm saying? It was distorted, and it was not really love. It was lust. And so it took me all of those years even to get that understanding, but God gave it to me, and he taught me that he was love and how love really acts and how it communicates, and it changed my life. And Cheryl, I have been celibate now 10 years this September. As a matter of fact, September 7th, so it's just a few days away, and I'm thanking God every day. But I tell you, and like I tell people all the time, my husband, I'm waiting. I have waited. And I'm waiting still, and I don't want to get out of season and out of turn and jump at the first man that comes my way. Because he's got to have some substance. You just can't come with your any little rooty poop stuff and come throwing it on me. Because game, honey, I recognize game now. I see that stuff. That stuff that I used to fall for, oh, please. I see it. It's like it's illuminated. when I see it coming, I'm like, oh, Lord, he just wants some booty. You know, and so before they can even really get a good line out, I'm like, look, you want some booty, and you ain't getting it here. So you might as well go on to the next woman because I'm not her. And they're like, what? I'm like, look, don't waste my time. I already see it. You want some booty. Then, you know, I have some that try to convince me that I'm wrong about them. But then guess what? The conversation still leads right around to, you've been celibate all that time. Don't you want to have sex? Back to, you want some booty. Why you just couldn't admit it when I called you out on it? You know, they don't like to be called out on it. Men or women, don't be calling us out. But see, I have learned it's better to just hit that thing head on and stop it in its track than to play with it. Because you can play with it. You can think you strong. You can think you prayed up. You can think you know it when you see it. You get to messing with it. You know what old people say? You play with fire, child, you're going to get burnt. So I don't even play with it. So I just say out there, on this airwaves, men and women, don't be playing around with these situations and setting yourself up in temptations and being in the wrong places with the wrong people. I mean, when you do that, you're setting yourself up. So if anybody else, I enjoyed that, Cheryl. Thank you so much. And I hope that I help you even the more. And if there's anybody else that has a question or comment or you want to, you know, you're struggling with something, whatever it is, you know, we're open. We're grown, and I'm here to love on you and to give you any advice that helped me along my way. Because I'm telling you, that fooling around and the look like the stronger I tried to get, the more the enemy tried to attack me in my sleep. He didn't, when he stopped messing with me when I was awake, he started messing with me when I was asleep. And I'm telling you, there's these two ancient demons that's called Ichabus, spirits called Ichabus and Succubus. One has come to you in your dreams and it has sex with me, and the other has sex with women. And I'm telling you, y'all better mark my words that's coming out of my mouth. You know how it feels when you are really having sex with a person in the natural? That's how it feels. You, I promise you, you'll sweat somebody is in that bed with you. I'm telling you, you have to plead the blood of Jesus over your body, your mind, and your spirit. Because down the line, we have dated so many different people, or maybe you only dated a couple, but those mixtures of spirits are all gathered together there, and you have all of these things that have been deposited in you, and it's working against you. So we have got to just, you know, like I said, it's time to get these spirits that don't supposed to be out of us and let the Spirit of the Lord come in and take over, clean us out. I mean, sometimes you just need an enema. So maybe you just need an enema right now. So get it. Is there another caller that has a question or a comment? I mean, come on, people. This is how we learn. This is exactly how we learn. And this is how we grow. Because when we help one another and tell the truth, this is how people can't, people can't get healed and delivered because everybody want to lie. They want to look like I've made it, want to look like I've overcame, want to look like I've got it all together. When in reality, I'm standing up here and I'm standing up here before the people preaching the word, dressed long. I mean, you know, you looking like, oh, wow, that is the epitome of holiness, but denying every bit of the power because I'm sleeping with the deacon or I'm sleeping with the preacher or I'm sleeping with somebody in the church or outside of the church. I mean, people are lying every day. And I just got to a point when God started speaking to me and I really heard it, that light bulb came on to me. I said, no more. No more. I'm not going to do this. I ain't faking. I'm not going to do it. And if I can't, I told God, if I can't get it right, I don't want to do it at all. Because I'm just not going to sit up and say, tell somebody, close your legs, and my legs is wide open. I'm just not going to do that. So I live close your legs. This now is my life. I've had to walk it through, and I had to live it out. And some of the things I had to face along the way, they weren't pretty. I mean, I had done some ridiculous stuff. I said, good Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Thank you for keeping me. Because you know what? I'm glad God ain't like man. Because if he was, and if he had my attitude at the time, child, poof, he would have been said, poof, Rachel, be gone. He'd have killed me. Because I'm telling you, I think back at some of the crazy stuff I did, and I said, oh, my Lord, have mercy. You know you must love me because I did that. I didn't even think about it. You know, I didn't even consider the consequences or consider my actions. I just went on and did it. It seemed like fun at the time. You know, I'm drinking and partying and having a good time, and I'm going with the flow. Well, how many know the flow can lead you into the river and you'll be out there drowning in the deep? I mean, it's just that simple. Let me tell you this. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Not he who finds some booty. Do you understand? Not he who puts some booty on layaway. He said, single ladies. We got to close the layaway counter down. You hear me in Jesus' name? We got to stop. And when I say on layaway, it's because, you know, you sleeping with John. And then you tell John, you know I want that bag. That bag is $1,500. Well, John said, well, okay then. I'm you know, he take you out this week, and he sleeps with you, and he give you a couple hundred. And every time he sleep with you, he give you a few more. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Cecilia from Jonesboro.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I want to tell you, my sister, I am so proud of you. I knew you back when. And to hear that you know to let God come into your life like this, I have to say I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, Cece.
What you are saying is so true, and you know me as well.
Yes, ma'am.
When you find a good one, which I did, I waited.
Yes,
even
ma'am.
When I was 37, he took his time and sent him to me, but he sent me a good one. And I want everybody to know what she's saying is true. Keep your legs closed until God sends you the right person, and it's never a mistake.
Amen. Amen.
Again, I love you, and I am so proud of you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. And I've got to tell this, too, Cece, while you're on here. I often speak and preach close your legs in different places, especially in Florida. And whenever I testify and tell the story, I always talk about this woman. And I say about this woman, I have a girlfriend. Every time she would see me, she would say, Rachel, are you dating? I would say, yes, Cece, I'm dating. Well, don't sleep with them, girl. Don't you sleep with them. You know, God don't want you to sleep with them. And I used to be saying, oh, my God. She done overstayed her time. I knew I should have cut that conversation out 5 minutes ago. She never failed. She would ask me this if she saw me every day, a week, a month, a year. I don't care where it was. We could be talking about God or just talking in general. Before she departed from me, she would ask me that same question. Yes. And I would be like, oh, my God. And then she would make me feel so convicted. You would make me feel so convicted, Cece, because some of those times when you would ask me, I would be like, oh, Lord. I said, I'm talking to her right now. I said, because I cannot not go see this man.
I remember that, too. I remember I'm going to get ready, and I'm going on my date.
I said, I've got to go see this man. Oh, Cece, you know, and I'm like, and this man was good. Lord, I want to stop, but I can't stop right now. And then I was like, oh, why she come over here? She would come, and it's like she would catch me right before I was going to go on a date every single time. But I want to say this to you, Cece.
Yes.
It's very important that you plant seeds in people's lives. Because you don't know the day that seed will germinate, that it will begin to grow. Because when God, it was years later, when God took me to Florida, CC, in 2005, and he talked to me 6 weeks after I got there, and he told me, you got to get this man an ultimatum, and I did. Then he told me, you've got to shut it down. I want you to close your legs, Rachel. I said, oh, Lord, you know I done tried that, and every time I try, I fail at it. I just can't do it. I was honest with God. And God said, you don't have to do it. All you got to do is be willing to say yes, and I will do it. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to keep you. And I'm telling you, he has kept me. And
Amen.
Then I decided in my spirit, and I said, yes, God, whatever you say for my life, that's what I'm going to do. Because I done tried it, Rachel, way too many times and way too long. And that stuff ain't worked for me, and it ain't going to work for me. So I decided to do it the way God wanted me to do it. But do you know, CC, when I said yes, I sat on my bed, and I heard your voice. I heard your voice talking to me. And I said, that CC been trying to tell me for years. But I just did not want to come out of this thing. I mean, you know, because I was used to having my legs open. I was used to this. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, look, Carlos, I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't going to be talking about, oh, yeah, I had sex. It was bad. Honey, if you was having sex and it was bad all the time, you just a dummy. You don't be having sex and it's bad. Now, it was good for me. But I did. I heard your voice, and I said, Lord, I thank Cece. And I love her so much. I love you so much because you know what? You knew how I was living, but you never gave up on me. Now, that's a real friend.
Yes.
I love you, Cece.
I love you too, Rachel, and I'm so proud of you, and I thank God every day for you and everybody else.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
And that's how I feel too. Oh, my God. This is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Amen.
Callers, if there's anybody else who would like to come on the line, press 1, and I can take your questions. But this is so beautiful. You see how God does things? He put the very person that he had sowing a seed in my life, telling me to get it together on this line tonight. That is just such a divine God order of things. And I love him for that because I hadn't spoke to Cece in a while because I actually had misplaced her number in everything. And I had been saying, I've got to go and see Cece. I know where she lives. I got to go by her house and tell her I changed. So I just love it that God put us together in his way. And he's also letting you see the testimony that of the way you live that affected my life. And I think that's the way it should be, that we should live to be able to affect another person's life in a positive way and not a negative. So mm-hmm. I am so grateful, truly so grateful. And I'm quite sure all the people that I minister to are grateful, too, that they know I'm not a hooker talking about close your legs. We thank God for that. But you know what? We have a problem here. One of the reasons that it's so hard for us to close our legs, ladies and men, is because we get into shacking situations. We, you know, it's one thing to date a man, to date a woman, but why you got to live together? Why you got to move in? I mean, what is that? If you're going to take a step of moving in with somebody, you might as well be ready to get married. I mean, because you're going to be living like husband and wife, cooking, cleaning, you know, having sex with one another. And if you have children, raising them. So it's best for us, especially as a culture, to start lining our lives up, getting in order. It is so important to get in order, get in God's will. You can't keep living outside of God's will and expect him to make everything in your life right for you. I mean, come on. That's contrary to the Bible, contrary to the Word of God. And the Word is the Word. And the Word is going to be the Word. Even when you come into this earth and you leave it, the Word is still going to exist. It is going to be the Word. So we have to live and do what God is calling us to do and live right. And that's what I'm really trying to do in my life. I mean, it's really brought an awareness. And you know what? I have to say this. Because I closed my legs, I began to study the Word of God, and I began to be able to hear the voice of God. I could never hear it before. I mean, I had too much stuff going on in my spirit. Too many other voices talking to me, child, and they all had names, and they were men. But, I mean, just too many voices, too much clutter in my spirit. It was like the minute I closed my legs and I sat back and really viewed my life, a light came on and clarity. It's like a wind, a fresh wind came through my mind, my spirit, and my body. And it cleaned out some stuff. And I began to hear the voice of God giving me instruction, telling me what to do and how to do it and how to carry myself and just, you know, what to pray and lay hands on myself and all of this kind of stuff that really has gotten me where I am today. So I offer that advice to you as well. Once you close your legs and you don't have all of these other outside interferences going on, it's best for you to start getting a prayer life and getting, you know, studying your Bible so that you can grow spiritually as well. And I think that would help a lot of us out. But I was saying earlier about he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and they obtain favor from the Lord.
Amen.
But nowhere in the Bible does it state he who finds a whore finds what is good.
Nope.
Now, when I say a whore, I don't mean just a woman. A man can be a whore.
Yep.
But he's the one that's supposed to be doing the looking and the finding. You know, we're too busy trying to change roles here. The women want to go out to the club. They want to pick a man. They want to go to be doing the looking. They want to, you know, I'm going to size him up. I'm going to pick my man and all this kind of stuff. No, the man is supposed to find you. And if you are in tune with the Spirit of the Lord, when that man comes, you will know him. You ain't got to be guessworking it. You're going to know, and he's going to know. You know, you have all these men, they first meet you, and the first thing they say is, oh, you the one, baby, you the one. Well, how many times how many times did you know, feel like you had the one? I mean, how many times have you been married? You the one. And, you know, we got to stop taking people for what they say. I mean, they're going to have to show you something. Don't take just what some words coming out of somebody's mouth. If there's no action and there's no sign, no evidence of the Spirit of the Lord in a man, don't be talking about you saved when you know you don't even know nothing about the Lord. Because now I found that out when I said that I was closing my legs and I was celibate and oh, I don't date and I don't do this. I had so many men at church coming at me, oh, yeah, I'm waiting on a wife, too. Now, I don't know, I already got the scoop on them. I already know that they dating another woman, but she just at another church. She's just not at the church right here. You know, so you got to watch out for the game. I mean, game is being played everywhere, people. I'm telling you, this game is being played. And you just got to decide, I'm getting up out of this game. I don't want to play this game. I don't want to be one of the players. Because it makes no sense, you know. You give up all, you give up everything, and you have to realize this, men and women. When you date people and you give your all to a person, you know, you loving them, you respecting them, and you're just sharing all your dreams and faults and just everything with a person. And then you do all that, and then guess what? You break up. Y'all ain't even together. And then you do that with the next one. You running around, you telling the entire world, these guys and women, your situation about the last person you was with, what they did wrong. So guess what? You're giving them all this information, and these people are just taking what you gave them, ciphering through it to say what they think you need to hear or want to hear. And then you're like, oh, this person is different. No, usually they're not different. Trust me on that one. I had to learn it the hard way. I mean, seemed like I kept dating the same guy. He just had a different name. Somehow they wind up to be the same jerk that I did not want to be with. So we have to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, about that. Very, very careful. You understand? And look, let me give you this scripture, too, before we go. It's 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, on your own time. Please read it. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And it talks about, verse 6 talks about treacherous men coming into the homes of weak-willed women. Now, that's in the NIV. But in the King James, it says silly women, those with no control of their desires. The Bible says that you are weighed down with sin. Let me tell you something. You may not have the strength, but your real strength comes from the Lord. So what you have to do is you don't let the sin and the lustful desires you have in you draw people into your life that you don't need. So when what you have to do is you start with yourself. Father, what is wrong with me? If I have a blind spot, there's something that is attached to me or I keep doing that I don't know about, reveal that to me. If there's something that I keep gravitating that I shouldn't or someone, reveal that to me. Because I don't want to keep getting this wrong. I want to do it the way you want me to do it. That's what I did. I totally pray for myself all the time, and I will always ask God, search me. Because your word tells me that you search the hearts of men. Search me through and through. See what is in my heart that shouldn't be there. Help me get that out. And then check my motive. I don't want to have the wrong motive, especially dealing with your people. I don't want to have the wrong motive about telling somebody to close your legs. I have a pure motive about this because I'm telling you, I understand that we as men and women, we keep running around in the same circle year after year after year, whether we're dating this person this year and we maybe even make it 2 years with a person, but then they're not the one. We wind up dating somebody just like the one that we just got rid of, but we said we didn't like that person. But why? Why is that we keep drawing that same kind of person? Because there's something in our spirit that we need to clean up. Not them. We always say it's them. When I was married, I remember I used to always say, Lord, my husband would get on my nerve. I'd say, Lord, fix him. Whatever you do, Lord, fix this man because I just can't take it no more. I'm praying for him, but I need you to fix it, Lord. Fix him. And then the Holy Spirit. Spirit spoke to me one night. I was in my bedroom praying on my knees, and the Holy Spirit said, stop asking me to fix him. Ask me to fix you. If I fix you, the problem going to be solved. I start praying, Lord, fix me. Show me how to deal with this situation. Show me how to deal with this person. Show me how to not, you know, play the blame game, be accountable for what I do, be accountable for when I'm right, and be accountable for when I'm wrong. And he did just that. So I just truly, truly just thank God for his love and his caringness. I mean, he loves us so much. And even the caller Cheryl in Lithia Springs, I love that, how she said the pastor began to say somebody was getting ready to go on a date. I love that, because what God shows us is that we're on his mind. I mean, we're going through this struggle of trying to be celibate. We think we all alone. That's the trick of the enemy. God is letting you know, I see you in the night hour. And I see you when you're crying out for a husband. And I see you when you're crying out for a wife. I see you with the struggles that you're going through. He sees it all. And he's going to send, I'm telling you, he will send the answer. He will send the person. He will send the way. He will send the way out if you need a way of escape. He will send it. All we have to do is just go to him. It's like this. What good is coming into your house, it's night now, coming into your house and not flipping on any light switches, and you can't see, you stumbling over everything, you're talking about, dog, it's dark, you bumping into everything. What good is that when all you have to do is hit a light switch? You have a source. All you got to do is connect to it. But if you don't connect to it, then, duh, it's not going to work. So God is there, and if we don't connect to him, his sole purpose is to have a relationship with us. And if we don't connect to him, then guess what? We have no power, we have no understanding, we have no wisdom, and no discernment. And we need all of those, ladies and men. We need those, because I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's just the women that need to close their legs and we need to wait on a man, and this man needs to be all this super terrific stuff. Well, guess what? The men deserve the same thing. Why should a man be celibate, get himself all together, have a relationship with the Lord, and he has to be like Hosea? Man, the Lord said you got to marry a Hosea, and you just got to marry one. But hopefully it's an ex-host and not just the Hosea that everybody knows is still sleeping with. But if that happens, then, you know, most of the time that happens not because of the will of God. It's because we don't talk to him. We don't consult him. We don't even go and ask him a question. And you know what I found out? That I used to do it too. I would make a decision. Then it'd be the wrong decision. Then I'm stuck in it, and then I want to go pray and talk to the Lord. Duh. People, pray to the Lord beforehand. Talk to him about the situation beforehand. If you know you're a single mom and you would like to have a family life, and Lord, you want to get it together, and you want it to the environment in your home to have a male in the house, guess what? So that your boys will be able to have someone that they can connect to, communicate with, and learn from. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that, but just don't do it the way I was doing it. I wanted a husband all these years. But I thought, what? I'm going to sleep my way to being a wife. That's not going to work, trying, you know, you sleeping with everybody, you dating, thinking, oh, it's either one. I'm going to sleep until I find the one. No, I was doing it backwards. So now that I have come to that realization, I praise God for it. I thank him for it. I am such a better me. I am. But, I mean, when I tell you I am such a better person, a better woman, a better mother, because now the way I live, I have 3 grown children, and one of them have children of her own. And my children are watching me. They hear me. say that I'm celibate. They hear me say close your lids. They hear me talk to them about close your lids. I talk to the people they date about close your lids. My boys are like, would you please stop telling me girls close their lids? You know, and I'm like, no. I will tell them in a minute. Close your lids, honey. Don't sleep with my son. Don't sleep with my son. I sound like CeCe. Don't sleep with my son. But I do that because I have a love for people, and I know how it felt when I was out there. Even though I was out there doing all this stuff, y'all, I wasn't happy. I was not happy. I still wind up having lonely nights. I still wind up crying myself to sleep sometimes. I still wind up, well, I'm not married, you know. So if I got to do that anyway, why not just line up and do it right? So that's what I decided, that I was going to do the right thing, and I was going to live right. And I tell you, my children, they, you know, they're like, Dad, are you ever going to date? And I said, yeah. When the Lord sent me a husband, I'm going to get married. And they're like, okay. And I tell you right now, if you ask my children, they will not say. My mother had men coming in and out of this house. There's been a caller to see my mother. Honey, out of 10 years, my children will testify for me. My mother is not dating. Trust and believe, she is not dating. The men be trying to talk to her. She cut that stuff short, and they watch me. You know, parents, I do want to tell you that. You know, your kids, whether little or old, they're watching you. They watching the things you say. They watching you if you save and you going to church and you coming home and you doing the opposite stuff that a Christian should do. They're watching you, and they're taking note of this stuff. And what happens is, indirectly, you're teaching your kids how to do the wrong thing. So I decided that I offer Christ to my children. If there's one thing I want to leave a legacy with my kids, I want to leave a legacy of knowing who God is and who he is in your life. I want them to understand that, look, you're never too young to pray. You're never too old to pray. You can get this life together because I pray over my kids. Lord, let my children get married and get married one time. Let them live that life out with that one person. Don't let them have to go in and out of the stuff that I've been through. I've done it. I felt like I paid that road, and I paid the cost that I can pray to God that he could straighten it out for them, whether they want it or not. So I just love you guys. I really have enjoyed Straight Talk on tonight. And I pray that you guys will stay tuned and tune in with us. If you haven't got Close Your Legs yet, you can find me on Facebook, Rachel Miller, and you'll see the picture of my book on there if you're interested in getting a book. Just please inbox me and let me know, and I can ship it to you, or if I'm in a venue near you, you can get it then. And there will be another author's meet. If you guys were at the last author's meet, August 1st, when I was there, it was at Cass Cafe. It was awesome, and it was really great. So there's going to be another author's meet, but it's going to be with men. So ladies, come out and support the men. Come and see what they have to say and to teach us as well, because it's coming from a man's point of view, and we need that, because a lot of times we think we know what men mean or what they're saying, but they're not. So this is called Meet the Authors, and it's at Cafe October 17th. And there's plenty of flyers that will be circulating. They're circulating right now on Facebook, and you can check out Crystal Chanel's page as well, and be looking for that. And it's only $5, ladies and gentlemen. It's only $5, and that's nothing. And the time will be from 6 to 8 p.m. So I'm looking for, and I will be there. I will be there with Crystal, and we're going to have an awesome time. So I want you to come out. And Cafe is really nice. It's a really little cute little quaint place. And so I'm looking forward to you guys to come in. Also, on my page, Rachel Miller, I also have a link to Steel Ministries. Please check in. Please check in and let me know what you thought of the show tonight. And also look for the upcoming events, because we'll be doing a couple of conferences and some other things with the team coming up soon. And I will be hosting, actually, on October 17th with Crystal Chanel on that evening. So I look so forward to you guys are coming out. I pray that the information that was given tonight is helpful. I pray that you guys really related to it, and that, you know what, we can do this thing. We can do it. I don't care what the devil tries to throw at us. I don't care what he thinks that he's going to do, because he's got to release us. He's got to release our children. He's got to do that. And he's got to do that right now. And also, I want to do this shout-out. I'm trying to remember all these events. But I am going to be doing a one-woman play, and it's called Legs Wide Open. And I know you're saying, darn, to close your legs, lady, tie my legs wide open. Yeah, legs wide open. And the reason being is God wants me to do a one-woman play called Legs Wide Open, and it will portray and demonstrate how we act with a legs wide open mentality and attitude out here in society, dating and trying to get what we want. So I'm working on that now. It will be posting when we're ready to put it on. So please be looking forward to that. I also have written a play called Close Your Legs, and I will be doing some auditions for that. If you're an actor or know somebody who wants to act, please have them check my page when the flyer comes up as well, and we'll let you know what those auditions are. But I thank you guys, because we're getting ready to run out of the time. But this was time well spent in the Lord, really, well, really, really well spent. But I wanted to say this: if you are on this line and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to, please inbox me, and I will give you my number, and I will do the prayer of salvation with you. Or if you're just having a struggle or some questions that you know you were shy and you didn't want to come on the air and talk about, you didn't want to say it, but it's some things that you're dealing with, I'm a very open person, and I'm transparent. I don't have a problem telling you some stuff. I really don't. Because if it's going to save your soul and help you and keep you alive another day, I'm willing to give it. I'm willing to sacrifice that. So inbox me, and we can communicate that way, okay? I just want to also, before we go, to let you know that we can beat this fornication spirit that's running so rapidly in our city. Separately or together, we can do it. I mean, I really truly believe that we can do it one closed pair of legs at a time. It's well worth it. I mean, it's well worth it. I mean, plenty of people will probably tell you, you know, oh, you're going to live a boring life if you shut it down or if you don't date or whatever. Let me tell you, you ain't missing out on nothing but HIV and AIDS and this new strain, different things that they say that they have out here now that is worse than AIDS. Trust me, you don't want to do it. But this is my time. It's been really fun. Time flies when you're having fun. I love you guys, and I look forward to the next Straight Talk. Remember, we'll send a post out a flyer on Facebook as well, letting you know when the next Straight Talk will be. Love you guys. My time is up. Have a good evening.